In the 13th year of the New York Arab American Comedy Festival, it hasn't exactly been a time of chuckles for Muslim Americans.
Donald Trump, have you even read the United States Constitution?
Aggrieved Father Khazer Khan shouting angrily at Donald Trump at the Democratic National Convention this summer. But all that emotion has been a blessing in disguise for the festival, which kicks off today at comedy clubs throughout New York. The theme this year is, gotta love this, Make America Laugh Again. And the festival logo features a camel named Jamal D. Hump, rhymes with, that's right, a dead ringer, for a certain presidential nominee.
For those of you who don't know, I went to Gaza to catch my husband. I went to Gaza because they have no place to run. It's like shame. And we've been married 4 years, and it's amazing. See, you're all in shock. Why? Because everyone thought he would run once he got the 10-year green card. And he's still here.
That's festival co-founder Mezun Zayed performing at the 2014 festival. Her co-founder, Dean Obidallah, is back with us in the studio. He's a former attorney, turned comedian, and host to his own show on Sirius XM Radio. He says he may even have said a prayer or two this year for the bumper crop of laughs from this year's election campaign.
I think we're in a fearful mood. I think the community is palpably scared. But I think sometimes laughing at the boogeymans that scare you is good for anyone, regardless who it is. And I think maybe it helps heal. So I think comedy is a way to cope with a stress that our community is going through right now. And it's a challenging time, but I think perfect time to laugh. And this year, it'll be a lot of political humor.
Now, when you say political humor, is it all about, you know, Khazer Khan and Trump? And I mean, that was about the most unfunny moment
right
in the entire campaign. But I'm sure you'll find something to do with it.
Trump jokes will be an avalanche of Trump jokes. You're going to see so many, from obvious things, maybe some jokes about his hair, to more substantive things like the Muslim ban, which I joke about. And the idea that they asked him, how will you know if someone's Muslim? He said, well, we'll just ask them. That seems pretty foolproof at customs. They asked some guy, what's your religion? Me, my friend, I'm an Episcopalian. Okay, you're in. I mean, even his proposals that get the support of his fan base, and they are a fan base to me. They're not just voters. It's a fan base. Make no practical sense whatsoever, but doesn't matter. So we try to cut through that. We try to have some fun with it. Don't be afraid of him. Let's laugh at him, but let's register and vote and get out on election day or early voting and get out and vote.
Don't be afraid of him. He's carrying you.
He has said stuff in this campaign, especially about Muslims. And again, people interchange Muslim and Arab all the time, and we don't. Yeah. But the reality is most people do. You know, when he says things like Muslims cheered on 9/11 in New Jersey, that's not a policy proposal. First, it's a lie. But second, it gins up hate of our community,
right,
or Islam hates us. With a statement like that, which is off the charts in today's world to say something. And sadly, and the unfunny part is we've seen hate crimes. I mean, in New York just 2 weeks ago, we had a hate crime against two Muslim women with hijabs pushing their baby carriage. A woman ran up to them, started screaming, punching them, get out of my country, cursing at them. It's not a coincidence that woman on social media is a self-professed Trump supporter. Trump is not making them hate Muslims or Arabs. He's emboldening them and making them feel comfortable with his hate. And that's what's really alarming, I think, to our community. So many communities of color. I've seen more anti-Semitism online now than I've ever seen in my adult life. Because as Muslims, we're powerless, frankly. We don't control the media yet. That's going to come one day, Joe. But one day we will. But we have no control.
Who controls the media again?
I have no idea.
Let's not get into that.
Right. But but according to David Duke, and literally in the articles he's written, he says the Jews have, and they're trying to stop Trump. So that animates these white supremacists to go after Jews in the most vile terms I've ever seen. So it doesn't matter what your background is. Honestly, if you need a laugh, and I'm not just plugging it because I produced the festival. I'm sincerely saying if you need a laugh at Donald Trump's expense, this is the time to do it. Come out to the festival in New York and have some laughs together.
America has trouble sometimes with the categories of humor. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, Jon Stewart makes jokes about Jews in the media all the time. But do you feel like you can't do that?
No, I don't think, first of all, it wouldn't be accurate. He's doing it to make fun of it. It's ironic, in a way, satirical. I don't think Jews control the media. I don't think anyone, I think big business and money controls the media. That's reality. We all know that. Most of our jokes are about us. So certainly there's that inside Arab stuff. And I do jokes about going to the Middle East and performing there. And even if you've never been to the Middle East, I think you'd get it. Arabs love to talk in the movie theaters. Like, it's insane. Like,
It's so loud.
Yeah. In the Middle East, it's like a business meeting going on. People playing charades. There's a picnic going on. And Arabs love to explain to you what you're watching on the screen. I was sitting with my friend, and a guy gets shot on the screen. My friend goes, look at that. They shot him. I'm like, I'm right here. I'm watching the same film you are. But Arabs in the Middle East, not here in America, do this. So Arabs, that kind of jokes resonates. But I think others get it from the context. It's still funny.
So Mission Impossible, oh, that's Dubai. There's going to be a sandstorm.
Right,
in a
sandstorm. Yeah, right. Look, they're kissing. No, look, it's haram, but still, they're kissing. So you have a lot of Arab culture. And again, we have Arab Jewish comics, Arab Christian comics, Arab Buddhist comics.
Okay, so is there a joke that begins, an Arab Christian, an Arab Jew, an Arab Muslim go into a bar?
Not yet, but there's going to be. I like that very much. I like that idea of bringing us all together. I like the fact that we have these different faiths and comedians talk about it from their point of view, being Arab and Jewish. My friend Noel El Grabli, who's in the festivals coming from L.A., who's Jewish. We have other Jewish comics, too. But he talks about being Jewish and Arab and getting anti-Arab stuff and anti-Semitism. He's got to deal with both now, like, and his challenges are a little bit more. And his first name is Noel, which is like Christmas. But I think it's interesting that you hear from Arab Christians talk about being accused of being Muslims. And on some level, them even defending Muslims because we're in this community together. And thankfully in America, while some might want to divide us by faith, most of us reject that. So to say the community feels under siege would be an understatement. That's not hyperbolic. The community truly feels under siege right now.
But does the comedy community want Trump to win?
No. Deep down, I know what you're getting at, John.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, good for comedy? Yes. Les Moonves said he's good for CBS. This man is not the normal thing. This is not George W. Bush, where I didn't want him, but he helped my comedy career, objectively speaking, and we could laugh at him because he was a threat on some level, but it was not this direct personal threat. Donald Trump is not political to us. To our community, it's so personal. I don't care if it helps comedy or not. I'll deal with Hillary Clinton as president the same way we dealt with Barack Obama, who was a challenge for comedian 8 years later. There's not been a ton of Barack Obama jokes in these 8 years. I think there was more in 1 year of Bush than 8 years of Obama. Because it was easier to make
one week of Trump.
One in a day.
This is the New York Arab Comedy Festival, which kicks off today at comedy clubs throughout New York. And is there streaming where you can get YouTube?
Not yet,
and
unless
stuff,
but, you know, the FBI probably record the show. So well, you can do a Freedom of Information Act request afterwards and get a copy of our videos, which I've actually tried to do.
Have Snowden email it to you.
I've literally tried. I've made requests to the FBI and NSA to see if they had videos of our old shows. And I got that boilerplate language. We can neither confirm nor deny. There's no doubt, because we started this festival 2003. It's our 13th year. There's no doubt in the first few years after 9/11, hundreds of Arabs uniting in New York. There was NYPD undercover. There's probably FBI undercover. They probably have videotape. Now, I'm not sure.
The NSA commemorative box set.
That'd be great.
The Arab Comedy Festival.
On eBay.
I love that. Yeah, on eBay. Dido Adala is festival co-founder and co-executive producer of the SiriusXM radio show. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.